Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
I was worried. 10:04 on The Fan, a very good Friday morning for you. Beningo and Roberts in a midday, 877-337-6666. Is the phone number. We're here till 1 o'clock. CMB comes your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Of course, Dolph. We're live in a living color from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear Deli meats and cheese is only at my favorite store, ShopRite. I was worried.
No, you weren't worried. See, Dolph always gets worried
about
that you are not going to be in front of the microphone.
I was here. It was unbelievable.
I told him that. I said, listen, you never worry about Joe. He will be here.
And it was blinding speed.
No, that's what. See, opposite.
That was like Tyreek Hill running down the middle of the field uncovered.
No, you were Le'Veon Bell showing patience.
Oh, is that what
as
it was?
You sat down and said, let's do a radio show.
Yeah, well.
But there's no video, so no one can see that when he started, he was still standing up, hadn't even sat down yet.
No, I had not.
Doesn't matter.
I had not.
When the show open-ended,
I was here.
Was Joe here?
You know what? It's all about results, Dolph.
That's it.
I don't care how you get there.
That's true.
You know, it's like coaching football teams. I don't care how you do it. Just do it and win.
That's it, baby.
Don't matter.
It's all that matters. Congratulations to you. You're very happy. You're very excited because the thing that bothered you was the possibility
McNeil.
Of the Mets trading Jeff
McNeil.
I'm
not delirious about this trade. I mean, because I still have memories of Carlos. We talked about it. Carlos Baeyega, Roberto Alomar. Could Robbie Pitino turn out to be that? And you brought up a great point, which really, I got to tell you, and I didn't even think of this, but this just shows the brilliance of you, that now they may turn around and try to trade Syndergaard for prospects to look, now that they traded a couple prospects, to kind of refurbish the system, and that would make me delirious.
Well, all right, so let's look at this. If you don't know, as of right
now. And
you
don't want to trade McNeil either.
No, I did not. But he wasn't the game-breaking moment for me, Jeff McNeil. I didn't want to trade him.
I would have been singing a different tune if they would have traded
him. You'd be screaming and yelling.
Yes.
I know that, and that's fine.
Yes.
So if you haven't heard, nothing's official. It may not be official today, but everybody, Andy Martino, Ken Rosenthal,
everybody.
Joel Sherman,
everybody.
John, everybody.
Everybody who's anything.
They all are reporting that the Mets will trade Jay Bruce, Anthony Swarzak.
No problem. No problem. We'll give him the money to get to the airport.
And then two, no doubt. And then two of the Mets' top five prospects in their system, depending on who you want to look at. Jared Kelenic, who they drafted this past year, is a high school kid. I think his parents bought him like an outfield so that he could work out or something
bought
like
him
that.
An outfield.
Bought him a field. I forget.
Okay.
Bottom line is he's young. Has a high upside, and every day I came to work during the summer, Rich Ackerman would give me updates on him.
Really?
He went 1-for-4, he went 3-for-5. 19 years old, bottom line.
All right, good.
And also, Dunn, the right-handed pitcher from Freeport, New York, who is probably their fourth or fifth best prospect. He was moved up to AA last year, didn't pitch all that well at AA, was very good at single A. So they have traded two of their top five prospects, plus the two terrible contracts, and they get back Robinson Cano.
Is it done official yet? No.
Not official, but it's basically going to be done.
Cano, the relief, what's his name? Diaz?
Edwin Diaz.
Okay.
And Edwin Diaz is the trade. That's the key to the trade. The trade is not about Robinson Cano. I'm sorry. I know that's the headline. I know that's what you put on the back page of the paper.
Well, he's the guy everybody knows.
That's fine.
I don't know if everybody knows Diaz.
I don't care what people know.
No.
He's not the biggest part of the trade.
I'm just saying. That's, you know the deal.
Okay. No,
you
know, I know. I get it. I admit that's why you put it on the back page, because people know who Cano is.
Right.
But Robbie Cano's not the centerpiece of this trade. The centerpiece of this trade is Edwin Diaz, who saved 57 games last year, had a sub-2 ERA, is 24, will be 25 by the start of opening day, and is under team control for 4 years. That's why I initially, that's the key word, I initially wanted to make this trade, because I was under the impression that those prospects I just mentioned was not going to be needed. That this was an NBA-style Sean Marks, I'll take your bad contract, Robbie Cano.
Right.
And you better sweeten it for me by giving me Edwin Diaz. That's what I thought it was. And drip by drip by drip, it became prospects. Now, I get that Justin Dunn may never be anything. That Jared Kelenic may never even see the major leagues. He may be Jeff Getz, if you remember who that was.
Jeff Getz.
Remember Jeff Getz?
I remember Bernie Getz.
Jeff Getz was a high school pitcher who the Mets used, if not mistaken, in the Mike Piazza trade.
Okay.
All right? I don't think he ever made the major leagues.
Obviously not.
Ed Yornell was in that trade, too.
Oh, him, I remember.
He did make the major leagues, didn't last.
He wasn't good.
And obviously Preston Wilson.
Right.
I get that those prospects may never be anything. I understand that. Brian Monzo sits there all day tweeting all the failed prospects in Met history. We all know who they are.
Right.
Alex Escobar, Fernando Martinez.
And let me also say that. Let me say this while you say that. The great Mike Vaccaro, who I already texted this morning about the greatness of his column, and a great column today in the Post, talking about all the failed Met trades over the years. I mean, there's been plenty at all.
There's been plenty. There's been, and many, many failed prospects. But my biggest concern out of all of this is if no one wanted Robbie Cano because of his awful contract and his PED suspension, why did the Mets have to give two top prospects? Why? They're taking back a portion of the Cano contract.
How much of it, by the way, you know?
We don't know yet. Now, Andy Martino reported the Mets are getting $60 million back. But here's the caveat to that. Does that include the contracts of Bruce and Swarzak that they're absorbing? I don't know. But why did the Mets, who don't have a good farm system to begin with, have to include top five prospects?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Now, I love Edwin Diaz. I'm ecstatic that he's here.
They probably weren't getting Diaz unless they did that.
Well, where was Cano going?
I get it.
That's my point.
Nobody wanted him.
Okay, so if nobody wanted him, who had the leverage?
Mets.
So if you have the leverage, why are you giving up two top five prospects?
I don't know. Now, unless they don't think these guys are any good.
Well, maybe. But it doesn't matter if you think they're good or not. You want to use them in the right deal. They don't have any farm system. What's their farm system?
Peter Alonso?
Peter Alonso's not even farm system anymore. He's going to be their starting first baseman.
You would hope so.
Okay, so he's not. I wouldn't
even
include him anymore.
You might see Cano play a little first base.
Maybe. I doubt it. He's going to play second base every single day because that's what Robbie wants.
Okay.
And since Robbie's
McNeil's going to play third.
Yes, that's what I would think. But since Robbie's agent is the general manager of the Mets, I assume Robbie will get what he wants, which is to play second base every day.
He might hit, though.
No, I'm not doubting.
I expect him to hit.
I'm not doubting that Cano can hit for a year or two.
Right.
And I'm not doubting
that he can get. And what did he got, 4 years left on his deal?
Five. I'm not doubting that he can be productive. I'm not doubting that Edwin Diaz was the best closer available. He was. What I'm saying is the Mets should have had all the leverage. Who wanted Robbie Cano?
Yeah, no, it's fair. Fair point.
So why do you have to give up two top five prospects? And what I'm afraid of is that this is going to lead to the Mets feeling they need to replenish their farm system.
See, that scares me. That's the aspect that really scares the hell out of me, because I don't want to trade Syndergaard. If I'm not getting, we've talked about it, if we're not getting, you know, Chris Bryant, George Springer, you're not getting that ilk of guy, I'm not making that deal. And that does scare me that they would do that.
Well, there's more of
it
a reason
really
this morning than yesterday for the Mets to trade Syndergaard for prospects, because they traded their third and fifth best prospects in their system in this deal.
That's tough to sell that on me, man. You can't sell that.
I'm not selling it to anybody.
No, I know you're not, but I'm just saying, not you, the Mets.
And that's why.
You can't sell it to me.
The Mets are going to make many trades. I think Brody Van Wagenen is going to be very aggressive, and I think this trade shows you he's going to be aggressive.
Well, that's pretty obvious.
And I like the creativity. I really do. I like that. So I think there's going to be a bunch of steps that lead to this offseason. And a few of the steps we don't know. One of which is, will he use Noah Syndergaard now to replenish his farm system? But here's number two, and I think it's most important. The Mets are not picking up money in all likelihood in the short term. because Jay Bruce was making $14.5 million. Right. Swarzak was making $8 million. Edwin Diaz was making basically what we make. Actually, makes a lot more than what we make. But for baseball players, he ain't making a lot.
Well,
all right. So they still have money to spend. This trade makes them better in 2019. Nobody can argue that. No one can argue the Mets did not just make themselves a better baseball team. They added a top closer.
Right.
And they added a guy who, like you said, probably produces this
year. And didn't have to give up anybody off the Major League roster. No Nimmo, no McNeil.
No, I mean, they gave up Jay Bruce and Anthony Swarzak.
Right, when nobody cares about.
And I think everybody would agree that Cano and Diaz makes the Mets better than losing Bruce and Swarzak.
Yes.
So now, since you just traded for a 36-year-old and you traded two prospects that could help them down the road, now you got to go continue the plan, which means take all your money and spend it and build a championship-caliber team. Because Robbie Cano—
around this championship-caliber rotation.
Right, and not break up this championship-caliber rotation.
Yes.
Because the Mets added—
You want to trade Mets, I would live with it.
In the right deal.
Yes.
The Zach Wheeler, the same thing in the right deal.
Yes.
It's always about the right deal.
Right.
But if this is your plan, where you're taking prospects and dealing them away, and you didn't even pick up that much money in 2019, what's next, Brody? And what better be next is aggressiveness in trying to win
Bryce
now.
Bryce Harper?
Well, sure. Sure.
Now that would be something.
Well, it's not going to happen.
No.
But this kind of deal is a win-now move, right?
Yeah, of course it is. Why else did you make a deal for a 36-year-old guy?
Yes.
Of course it's win-now.
So if you're making a win-now move, continue.
Yes.
To
win
make
now.
Those win-now moves.
And don't do dumb things.
Syndergaard for prospects, Joe, is not a win-now move.
You're preaching to the choir.
But here's what I want to know.
What?
What does Brody know about Noah?
I don't know.
What the hell's going on here?
I don't know.
Joe, does he know something?
I don't know if he knows anything. Look, even before Van Wagenen got into the picture, we heard from all the various media people out there, Syndergaard, let's trade Syndergaard. What could you get for Syndergaard? Before even Brody got there.
Why?
I don't know why. Because he's under control for 3 years, so let's trade him. And you can get stuff back from him.
Yeah, but the guy who's under control for 1 year, Zach Wheeler, would be the guy I'd be more likely to trade, considering he could be gone for nothing at the end of the year.
I get that. But that doesn't mean they know anything about him.
I don't know, man.
Well, what do you think? That his arm's going to fall off? Do you think he knows that?
I didn't say that. I don't know.
He's a bad guy?
Do you say things to your agent that's not out there to everybody else?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so why? So why? So
my arm is not any good. My arm is pretty much. Like, you used to be able to throw the football a little bit. Those days are over. I'd be, like, in the hospital now.
How about your jump shot? Do you still have that?
I cannot even make a layup because I can't even get off the floor anymore.
So that's not privileged information.
No. But thank God I could swing a golf club. Not very well, but at least I can swing it.
So if Brody was Noah Syndergaard's agent, did he say something? Is there something? Is there a reason?
I think maybe we're reading too much into that.
I am reading too far
into it. I think you are. I think you're going a little too, overboard there.
You want to know I'm going overboard? Because this organization at times makes me go overboard.
Well, of course.
Because I'm trying to figure out, Joe, why they want to trade Noah Syndergaard for prospects.
Why would we ever try to figure out anything when it comes to the Mets?
Because we're crazy.
I mean, with all the horrific, and I know this is not this regime, this is a brand new regime here. With all the horrific trades the Mets have made over the years, why anything? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, why anything?
Yeah. I'm just asking the question because we are in a new world. The GM of this team used to be the agent for half the roster.
I understand.
So I think that question that I'm asking should be out there because this is uncharted territory.
No, I get it. Look, I don't want to trade. You know me. I don't want to trade Syndergaard. I think I would think that the large majority of Met fans don't want to trade Syndergaard. I would think that.
Well, my feeling
is you see the Twitter stuff and everything that goes down. I don't know. I would think that.
Well, I think most Met fans don't want to trade Syndergaard for prospects.
Definitely
which
not.
Which is what I've said from the beginning.
Well, definitely not.
I've only been open to trading Noah
Joe because Chris Bryant. Yes. So that's a different story.
Of course it's a different story.
George Springer is a different story. You want to give me that kind of guy? Miguel Andujar would be a different story. It's not happening.
Not four prospects from the Padre organization when they're telling you, but we're not trading you our best prospect. But in the short term, this trade makes the Mets a better team in 2019. That's not debatable.
No.
Now, my concern about Edwin Diaz, it's the same concern I'd have about any relief pitcher.
Of course.
He's a relief pitcher.
No question about it. That's the best part of Edwin Diaz is that he's only 24 years old.
Yes.
That's it. He's not 34. He's 24. You would think the best of him is yet to come. You would think.
And considering the year he had last year, that gets me excited if the best of him is yet to come.
And the bullpen, as you brought it up, especially if they go out and bring another arm in. You know, I'd love to see Andrew Miller. I don't know if that's probably won't happen. But
Why?
Because it's the Mets.
No.
I want him. You know I want him.
Yes, Andrew Miller. That go back to this. The Mets are trying to win right now.
Okay.
They need another reliever. All this right. Can't just be it.
I understand.
And if you sign Andrew Miller.
I'd be delirious with that sign.
You have not.
It's very few relief pitchers that would excite me for bringing him here. Relief pitchers don't excite me. Andrew Miller would excite me.
Especially when he comes here as the second guy setting up for Edwin Diaz.
And just the versatility of him as a relief pitcher.
Yes. They need to add another relief pitcher.
Completely. And then it's only lengthened by Gausselman and Lugo being there.
Here's the thing about a young reliever who had a dominant
year. By the way, could also move in. With that happening, one of them could move into the rotation to be the back end of the rotation instead of the brutal Jason Vargas.
It's an option. I lean towards no, but it's an option.
Right. Definitely an option. Right.
When you look at young relievers, I'll give you two guys, and this is where the Diaz thing can go. There's Ken Giles. Ken Giles had a dominant year for the Philadelphia Phillies. He was great. He was 23, 24 years old, and they shipped him out to Houston. They got a lot back, and Giles was never nearly as good to the point where he's beating himself up walking off the mound.
Right.
He's never turned out
to
be.
Which, like you said, you never know. Diaz, you never know. It could happen that way with him. We don't know.
He could be Ken Giles.
Right.
He could be Kenley Jansen. Kenley Jansen has been really good for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. That's a long time for relief pitching.
No kidding it is.
5 years of solid relief pitching is a long time.
Craig Kimbrell has been really good for a long time.
Even though I think he's on the downside.
But we're not talking about the downside Kimbrell. We're talking about 24-year-old Craig Kimbrell because that's the hope of what Diaz can be. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that. Yes,
and that's the thing because I've heard a lot of people say, but guys, they could have just signed the closer. Zach Britton is 31. Craig Kimbrell is 30 and has a ton of innings on his own.
And this guy's not making any money, Diaz.
Yeah, right, and you have to give them a big contract.
Right.
Those guys have a lot of mileage and more likely than not turn into Frankie Rodriguez. And what that means is that Frankie Rodriguez was a better Angel than he ever was a Met.
Right, than anything.
You want a guy who's going to give you his prime. Forget Cano. This isn't about Cano. That's the hope with Diaz, and that's the difference between Diaz versus Kimbrell. You said it. You just did. Kimbrell's on the downside.
Yeah, I don't love him.
I'd rather have Diaz than Kimbrell.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Definitely.
I'd rather have Diaz than any reliever on the free agent market. Is that a fair point?
Yeah, I still like Andrew Miller a lot.
Not as much as Diaz. Come on, Andrew Miller has been banged up.
But here's the difference.
I will say, because I know
what Andrew Miller is. I still don't quite know what this guy is, as good as he might have been last year. Is that a fair thing to say?
It's sort of not fair because Andrew Miller wasn't good last year.
Okay.
So what do you know that he is?
Like I said, I like him.
But he excites me,
and I don't get excited by relief.
That's not the point. I like him, too. I'm saying that last year at 33, he had a 4.5 ERA. That's what I'm saying.
I understand.
So how do you know what he is?
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. But there's also no guarantee that Diaz is going to be what he was last year. I don't know that.
Do you think there's a better chance that Diaz is what he was last year than Andrew Miller finds himself at 34 years old and pitches to a 1.5 ERA like he did?
That's a tough call.
Oh, I would definitely lean towards the young guy. Miller's 33, 34.
All right. But 33-year-old pitchers aren't exactly, you know, brutal at 33. You can still recover at 33.
Absolutely.
Especially a guy that's not, you know, not a starter.
I didn't ask you if he could recover or not. He can. I'm saying what has a better chance of happening?
Well, you know.
Diaz versus Miller.
I mean, Diaz upside is better. I'll give you that.
That's all I'm saying.
The upside for Diaz is better.
And by the way,
that I would agree with.
So, and I'll end this with an agreement with you. They need to add a reliever. We all still agree with that?
Yes.
The number one reliever I would add in free agency now that I have Diaz is Andrew Miller.
Okay.
Despite those concerns. And I have concerns.
That would be tremendous. I'm in.
Now let's see him do it.
Well, let's see him do a lot of things.
We'll get
you. And not trade Syndergaard for nothing.
Well, it's not nothing. It's just prospects.
Right. Well, which could turn out to be nothing.
Could turn out to be just like these guys that they just traded could turn out to be nothing.
That's right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.